So how we doing today, huh? Listen, glad to be here again today, sharing my views on the state of the world here. We're here to inform you of all the things going on in the world. Well, you know, as much as I can say, I guess. I mean, when you think about it, no one could actually tell you everything that's going on in the world, could they? I mean, that would just be... That'd be mind-boggling. I think all of our brains would just explode. I like to, talk about different things that are on my mind. I like to play some excerpts of some of the guys out there that are, you know, wreaking havoc in the world, mainly your conservative talk show hosts. I consider myself the conservative liberal. I mean, that's basically what I am. I'm the conservative liberal. For all of you that are tuning in here. You may not know what that means. It's kind of a paradox. Actually, that was the name of a band that I was in, but when I was a kid. But it's kind of like when you think about it, you have, you're thinking that you want to have certain freedoms for people in the social, ways of the world, but you want to take a conservative approach to the... the things to the military and things that play a big part in keeping us all safe here in America. The liberal side is, the social things, the abortion issues, freedom of speech, those kinds of things are very important to me. So it's kind of like, well, you don't have anybody really on the left that really can really go there. They just are either left or they're, and then you've got the people on the right or they're right. There's just nobody really that can hone in down the middle and really let people know, that's what we are in America truly. We are a centrist people. There are people to the left, there are people to the right, and that's okay. That's what makes America wonderful and beautiful. But we also have to keep in mind there are people that are right in the middle. And who's talking to them? Who's reaching out to them and who listens to what they have to say? Well, it doesn't seem like there's anybody out there that really cares about them, and that's where I fit in. So let's jump in to some of the things I think the important issues of the day, and that is the oil deal. I mean, you have talking about, this offshore drilling, and drilling an on war. No way, no how, no, not ever. We should never allow it. I know people are thinking out there, well, we need the oil. I mean, the prices are going crazy. It's going to help they'll keep the prices down. Listen, folks, we don't want to do that to our coastline. Don't believe that they won't mess things up, because they will. Things are already messed up as it is. I mean, our waters are pretty much all we have, and we need to protect our fish and our wildlife, and because if that's without nature and the beautiful things out there in the world, life just isn't going to be worth living. It'll be harder to live if we destroy our environment. I think the first thing we needed to focus on if we want to cut back on the use of oil is every government kind of agency, kind of car, every public kind of transportation, all should be electric. Mandate it. Make it, give them 3 years. Your taxis, your post office trucks, your UPS trucks, any kind of vehicle that is used in that matter should be completely electric. It's just ridiculous. I mean, to think that in this, how far we've come with everything else, that we still have to have these cars and trucks that probably represent 30% of our all the car usage out there is being run by a gas. I mean, it just makes no sense to me. So that's just got to be first and foremost. Right then and there, we're gonna see that our oil levels of the usage is gonna be, tremendously cut back. And that will definitely relieve a lot of the pressures that are on all of us. That's the first and foremost. Why don't we just get that done? I mean, we talk about all the different things that we need to do. Do this, do that. What we need to do is we need to just make plans, stick to those plans, and get things done. The other thing is, forget the corn and the ethanol. I'm sorry, all the people out there that bought those flex cars. That is just all wrong. You don't use food for any kind of food to fuel our cars. Our food is meant to just be for what we eat. We have limited resources in the food that we have for all the people out there on this planet, that we don't want to be using any more of that food than we have to, especially to power our vehicles. That's a first foremost thing, the plan that we have to take to the street right now, take to the people, take to the government right now. That is just, I mean, those are the two things that we need to really focus on. And you will see what a difference that will make. But can we get it done? Who's going to get it done? Well, if we talk about it, we talk to our congresspeople, talk to our government, well, if they hear it enough, maybe things will get done. But we have to go after it, folks. That's what we have to do. We can't just be complaining and bitching about it all the time. We have to take action for ourselves. And that's what is going to make the difference. Let's go over to hear an excerpt here from one of my idols. I mean, is he idol me or I idol him? I don't know. In any event, this guy, I've called him the egotist. You know, he names everybody. He names people all the time. So I'm calling him the egotist. And let me bring up Michael Savage right now so you can hear something he's got to say about the newspaper
bracing
business.
For more bad news. Really bad news. Very bad news. Horribly bad news. And you know, I'm not celebrating it. And I will tell you why. My industry, talk radio, depends upon good reporting. Actually, my industry depends more on bad reporting than it does on good reporting. That's quotable. You should quote me on that. Talk radio depends more on bad reporting than it does on good reporting. So I don't know what I'm going to do with all those bad reporters who are going to be sitting in cafes planning the revolution. Once they're gone, I mean, who am I going to have to kick around? Once the New York Times is gone, what's going to be left? We don't know. But in all seriousness, the fact of the matter is it's not good when good reporters are fired. And there are good reporters out there. But the newspaper business is going through its worst retrenchment in recent memory. Half a dozen newspapers said they would slash payrolls. One said it would outsource all its printing to India. And so forth and so on. It's getting worse by the day.
Who is he kidding? He's loving this. He's loving the fact that other people are having problems, and especially in a different medium. I mean, he cares a lot about his medium, whether it be the talk radio, Sirius radio, AM, FM. You know, that's the medium he cares about. Because if the other medium fails, it's more for him. So don't let him kid you, folks. He is someone who is out for himself. And you can just hear it in his little condescending voice. That's what he's about. He's about himself. And that's why he's laughing at that newspaper business. He's talking about how bad it is. He wants to make sure everybody knows how bad it is, because that way it keeps getting worse.
Media and has saturated your mind with girls, you know, showing their legs. Everything he does has to do with women. And he understands that sex sells. That's fine. I'm not against sex. Sex is wonderful. But it has further eroded the already paltry knowledge that the American people have. We are probably, at this stage of American development, more stupid as a nation than we've ever been.
Does he really think he's being helpful by calling people stupid, calling all of us stupid? I don't think so. I think he just loves to hear himself talk. He loves to build himself up. He likes to think he's smarter than everybody. And that's why he just says blatant things like we're more stupid than we've ever been. Look around. How could that possibly be? Our cars are better. Our electronics are better. Our technology is better. Everything is better. You know, some things are worse. We'll get into that. But all in all, things are much better. We're a lot more comfortable than we've ever been. People can go to stores now and they can buy things that would have, you couldn't even put a price tag on it if that existed in the 40s. So this guy makes no sense in some, most of the things he says. But for some reason, he captures our inner selves. We want to listen to him. He has this force about him. It makes us want to, you can't get enough of him. People, we've got to move to the center. We've got to get away from the right and got to get away from being too far left. The center is what, that is the true nature of America. Let's jump right in here and talk a little bit about the war, military, patriotism. This is a very, very, very important subject. I mean, I don't think people realize how important it is. Maybe, you know, most people do. Maybe most people don't. I don't know. The people I talk to on the streets, I don't even know if they give it a second thought. I mean, it's just, you know, we go about our business every day. Like, you know, we just do our thing. Everybody's doing their thing, and I'm doing my thing. And we really have to, you know, really sit and think about how hard it is to put up a war against the kind of a people who just want to destroy everything that's not them. And it's just like going back in time to Nazi Germany. It's just like that. It's the same, except the difference is they're not wearing uniforms. It's very difficult. We need to let the government do what they need to do to find out who these people are, and if they are embedded with us, infiltrated our country, we need to go after them in every way, shape, form possible. This is not something that you can ever let your guard down. I don't know if this will ever end. These people want us all dead, or they want us to be their slaves. They want our women. It's just gotten to the point where, you know, we have to do drastic, drastic things. We did that back in Germany. We leveled cities. We carpet bombed cities. We dropped atomic bombs on cities. We did what we had to do to end this thing. And we have to do the same thing now. We have to let our generals be generals. They know what to do. And that's what we have to do in order for this to make any sense to the average person, that they have to think about the things that the people are saying about themselves and saying about others. We have to worry about how we look or how we dress or what we say. I mean, this is the way they run their world. They look at this misinterpretation of the word of God, and they don't even think for a moment that other people have other ideas of how the world should work. It's just all about the way they need it to be. and or want it to be, and it's not going to happen. It'll never happen. The end of the world will happen first, folks. I can tell you that right now. So we have to back up our military. We have to have incentive. May even need to bring back the draft. Oh, I know that's a dirty word, but I'm serious. We need to band together as Americans and do what we have to do to try to end most of it. I don't know if it'll ever go away. Some things just never go away. Offer incentives to, if you join the military, let's say for every year of service, you get tax-exempt status for a year. I don't know, something. We have to give incentive to people to want to protect this country. We have to have incentive for the corporations and the businesses that develop products that keep us safe. This is what it's about, folks. My next righty, we'll call him the big guy, Mr. Rush Limbaugh, who I'm calling him the smart guy. I really would say the smart, but I won't do it. I'll just call him the smart guy. Let's listen to his little gist about things that he can try to find to make the left look ridiculous. I mean, this is just. You know, this isn't bring people together. This isn't bring America together. You go ahead. You be the judge of yourselves.
Do you understand this, folks? They are saying that people like John Lewis and Adolphus Towns and Greg Meeks did not get on the Obama bandwagon because they didn't feel they were ready as black people for a black president. That's not what it was. They were rolling the dice. They were going to dance with the people that brung them. The Clintons had taken real good care of them, in a manner of speaking. The Clintons invited them to the White House. They had all the good times. And it was Obama anyway. Who is this guy? Don't forget, folks, I got to remind you of this. During the early days of this campaign, there were a lot of liberals. So who the hell does he think he is? This is Hillary's time. There were a lot of people. Now, this whole notion of unity and Barack Obama as the unifier is another myth, a total fabrication, a PR package.
You see what I'm talking about? It's like one man's opinion, his opinion only. You know, it just doesn't work like that. We need to concentrate on what the real issues are. And the real issues are to focus on bringing people together. If you say something bad about that person, it's gonna ignite the fire of hate. And that's what we can't do, folks. We need to bring, I hate to say love. I mean, who would hate to say the word love? Because it's just so you don't want to use this word love so easily, but love is really where we need to be. We're really where we need to bring the people together of this country. Because, folks, this is it. Without this country, the world disappears into some unknown ether and hell. So this is the country that we need to make, to go on, to bring faith and healing to us all, so that we can pull together and unite into this one wonderful species of being. I mean, it's like when you think about it, we're individuals doing our own thing, but how important it is for us when we're together, even with our own groups that we work with each other to make things better for one another. Now, can you imagine if these groups can work together without even knowing each other in a way that glues us together as a people like no other people ever before? Folks, we can do it, but we have to believe. This is Steve Heller from Heller's World in HellerSpace.com.